Ember Days are seasonal days of fasting and prayer four times a year, roughly corresponding with the four seasons. The fall Ember Days are the Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday after the Exaltation of the Holy Cross on September 14th. Join me in fasting and praying for our many needs, especially for the Pope's prayer intentions this season, namely, for people living on the margins, for the Synod, and for the Pope. For these intentions and all the intentions in the comments below, and in the secret of our hearts, let us pray. Almighty God, grant that your faithful people may rejoice in the cross of your Son as it shines forth in the world as a symbol of your love for us. May we recognize the glory of Christ crucified in the weak, suffering, and marginalized of the world and attend to their needs, so that together we may join you in glory through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
Domine Deus agnus Dei.
As we hear the words of the Gospel, let us contemplate the eternal joys that Christ has promised us. Even in our darkest hour, where we think we cannot sink any lower, we can always have hope in the fact that God our Father loves us, and Jesus has conquered the world and will turn our sadness into everlasting joy. Let us hear the words of chapter 16 of the Gospel according to John. Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. When a woman is in labor, she is in anguish because her hour has arrived. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of her joy that a child has been born into the world. So you also are now in anguish, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. On that day, you will not question me about anything. Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have not asked anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete. I have told you this in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures, but I will tell you clearly about the Father. On that day, you will ask in my name, and I do not tell you that I will ask the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have come to believe that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father. His disciples said, Now you are talking plainly and not in any figure of speech. Now we realize that you know everything and that you do not need to have anyone question you. Because of this, we believe that you came from God. Jesus answered them, Do you believe now? Behold, the hour is coming and has arrived when each of you will be scattered to his own home and you will leave me alone. But I am not alone because the Father is with me. I have told you this so that you might have peace in me. In the world, you will have trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world. Jesus, victorious King, I claim your victory in my life. As we hear the words from the book of Revelation, let us contemplate the Lamb of God, Jesus, the Lion from the tribe of Judah, the root of David, who has conquered and won for God a people from every nation. May we have recourse to his precious blood, which washes away our sins, and makes us worthy to be called to the heavenly banquet, and receive incredible blessings. Let us hear the words of chapter 5 from the book of Revelation. Then I saw in the right hand of the one seated on the throne a scroll written on the inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals? And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look into it. and I began to weep bitterly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look into it. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered, so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals." Then I saw between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders a lamb, standing as if it had been slaughtered, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent out into all the earth. He went and took the scroll from the right hand of the one who was seated on the throne. When he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. They sing a new song, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slaughtered, and by your blood you ransomed for God saints from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests serving our God, and they will reign on earth." Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels surrounding the throne, and the living creatures and the elders. They numbered myriads of myriads and thousands, singing with full voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slaughtered, to receive power, and wealth, and wisdom, and might, and honor, and glory, and blessing." Then I heard every creature in heaven, and on earth, and under the earth, and in the sea, and all that is in them, singing, "To the one seated on the throne, and to the Lamb, be blessing, and honor, and glory, and might, forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshipped. Jesus, Lamb of God, wash me with your precious blood. As we hear the words from the book of Revelation, let us contemplate how Christ is making all things new. Oh, what joy when God himself will wipe every tear from our eyes, when death and sorrow and pain will never again oppress us. Let us hear the words of chapter 21 from the book of Revelation. Then I saw a new heaven and new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared, and the sea was also gone. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. I heard a loud shout from the throne, saying, "Look, God's home is now among his people. He will live with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death, or sorrow, or crying, or pain. All these things are gone forever." And the one sitting on the throne said, "Look, I am making everything new." And then he said to me, "Write this down, for what I tell you is trustworthy and true." And he also said, "It is finished. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To all who are thirsty, I will give freely from the springs of the water of life. All who are victorious will inherit all these blessings, and I will be their God, and they will be my children." Jesus, the Alpha and the Omega, make all things new.